What separates thriving businesses from struggling ones when products and services seem similar? The answer is surprisingly simple yet profound. The companies that genuinely love their customers win in the marketplace. This isn't just feel-good philosophy. It's backed by hard data showing companies with high net promoter scores consistently outperform competitors in shareholder returns. Today, 2/3 of Fortune 1000 companies use the Net Promoter System, with tech giants like Apple and Amazon building empires on this foundation. The message is clear. Sustainable growth doesn't come through financial engineering or cost-cutting, but through enriching customers' lives so thoroughly they become enthusiastic promoters of your business. This customer-first approach represents nothing less than the evolution of capitalism itself, a shift from extracting maximum profits to creating maximum value through kindness, generosity, and genuine care. What should be your company's true north? Evidence points to one answer: enriching customers' lives. This contradicts conventional wisdom. Only about 10% of business leaders believe their primary purpose should be maximizing customer value, with most still operating within the financial capitalist mindset. 4 decades of data tell a different story. Companies putting customers first deliver superior results to all stakeholders. Firms that best serve customers consistently generate the best shareholder returns, while prioritizing investor interests often leads to alienating customers through excessive fees and poor service. Being accountable to everyone means you're effectively accountable to no one. Organizations need a single dimension to maximize, and customer enrichment provides the most sustainable guiding star. While maximizing shareholder value made sense when capital was scarce, today's constrained resource is talent, and few talented people embrace enriching shareholders as their life's work. Customer capitalism represents capitalism's next evolution, focusing on enriching customer lives rather than extracting maximum profits, transforming business from a zero-sum game into a positive-sum relationship where everyone wins. The Net Promoter System represents a philosophy that measures success through customer impact, not just survey metrics. NPS categorizes customers as promoters, lives enriched, passives, received fair value, and detractors, lives diminished. Implementation varies dramatically across organizations. While some businesses use manipulative tactics, Apple Retail exemplifies an authentic approach. At their Boston flagship store, daily download huddles focus on enriching customer and employee lives rather than sales targets. Teams review feedback, share solutions, and recognize employees who receive promoter comments. An Apple employee named Alice demonstrated ideal NPS implementation when she said, "Receiving a perfect score makes me feel like I'm living the right life." This transforms NPS into an organization's net purpose score, measuring progress toward enriching lives. When employees connect their fulfillment to enriching customer lives, organizations develop a sustainable competitive advantage that financial engineering cannot replicate. Can technology-driven businesses maintain human warmth? Leading digital-first companies prove it's essential. Warby Parker centers on the golden rule, tracking NPS, while its Buy a Pair, Give a Pair program has distributed millions of glasses to those in need. Chewy revolutionized pet retail through thoughtful gestures, sending flowers to bereaved pet owners, surprising customers with hand-painted pet portraits, and delivering personalized holiday cards. These actions earn them an extraordinary 86 NPS score, with customer stories regularly going viral. Peloton's Put Members First philosophy creates genuine community. Instructors celebrate members' milestones during classes, transforming solitary exercise into shared experiences members love deeply. Costco demonstrates unwavering commitment to principles over profits. When criticized for generous employee compensation, co-founder Jim Sinegal insisted that treating employees well improves customer service, an approach that has helped Costco's stock consistently outperform the S&P 500 since its 1985 IPO. These companies show that technology can enhance rather than diminish human connection when deployed with genuine care, proving emotional connection remains the ultimate competitive advantage in our digital age. When companies delight customers but neglect employees, they risk collapse, as demonstrated by Bain & Company's near bankruptcy 30 years ago. The firm recovered by recognizing that employee satisfaction stems from being a valued member of a team that wins with its customers. Great organizations build around small, interdependent teams with leaders who exemplify values. They implement practical feedback systems and develop unique huddle processes that make work meaningful. Frontline team leaders are crucial in inspiring greatness. Chick-fil-A exemplifies this with their selective 0.5% acceptance rate. Their success comes from treating store operators as stewards rather than owners, requiring only $10,000 initial investment while offering substantial financial upside. This approach has made them an NPS leader, with per-restaurant earnings exceeding McDonald's, Subway, and Starbucks combined, despite being closed Sundays. When a business exists to enrich customers' lives, leaders must help team members embrace this mission. Great leaders ensure employees can earn standing ovations from customers and peers, recognition that becomes the essential fuel powering winning on purpose. Without inspired teams, customer love remains an empty slogan rather than a living reality. While Warren Buffett is famous, Vanguard founder Jack Bogle may have had greater impact on investing. Though prioritizing value over growth, Vanguard became the world's second largest mutual fund company with over $7 trillion in assets, with minimal marketing. This proves customer love is the most efficient growth strategy. Only NPS leaders consistently deliver outstanding investor returns. In the U.S. auto industry, NPS explains most variation in total shareholder return, with Tesla as a standout. The earned growth rate, EGR, measures revenue from returning customers and their referrals, revealing the true source of profitable growth, offerings that generate enthusiasm where promoters grow the business organically. First Service exemplifies this approach, ranking in the 99.7th percentile for total shareholder return over 25 years, 22% annually, turning a $100,000 investment in 1995 into $13.6 million by 2019 through their hashtag First Serve Others philosophy. In today's economy, where services represent over 80% of GDP, investments flow primarily to intangible assets, like customer relationships. Companies that measure and manage customer love as rigorously as financial metrics create sustainable advantages that translate into superior financial performance. The golden rule, love thy neighbor as thyself, serves as both an ethical foundation and business strategy, balancing three dimensions: enhancing others' well-being, maintaining self-dignity, and strengthening community. Companies implement this principle differently. Qantas trains employees in business economics to improve customer service decisions. USAA builds empathy through military experience simulations. Intuit observes customers using products via their Follow Me Home technique. Feedback systems like the Net Promoter System help frontline employees gauge their adherence to the Golden Rule through customer scores, comments, and loyalty behaviors. Great businesses must deliver experiences so remarkable that customers become promoters who return and refer friends. The challenge is that remarkable experiences quickly normalize. Yesterday's wow becomes tomorrow's minimum standard, requiring continuous innovation. The path to customer capitalism is challenging but worthwhile, as proven by customer love winners' performance. These principles help us live rightly, turning frowns into smiles and improving what we touch. In an algorithm-driven world, successful businesses remember, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.